The Chiefs had six chances to kick a ball to the Baltimore Ravens. And what did they do on all six times? They put the ball in the end zone. There was a 64% touchback rate in week one of the NFL. If you remember, it's about 10% higher than that last year. So the real question is, on the early returns, is that getting ready to get even worse? Because the Chiefs, a very smart special teams team, decided we're not going to kick it to them, and instead we'll give it to them at the 30, which is going to lead to the end of the year, maybe, resulting in having to penalize these teams further.
Well, that's the thing. We've said, looking at this during training camp, I still think, to a certain extent, you know, the rule change is not going to work the way they believe. I understand that after 1 week, 57 kickoff returns.
And there was a touchdown.
We had DJ Dallas with the one return. Also had a muffed punt, which led to fumble. So, okay, you say, hey, action. Action was happening.
That's two plays that didn't happen under the old rules, hypothetically. I'm sure there was a
yeah, and that's a good sign. Now, the average starting field position was still the 29.4. And this goes back to the point we were trying to make before the season, which is like, hey, if I'm a coach, I'm sure the coaches are going to take notice of that very soon, if not already. And that is that, hey, wait a second. Why are we even risking this? I can just sail it through the back of the end zone and they're getting the ball at the 30. And you're telling
that's
me
a half a yard.
The average is basically that anyway. Why would I even worry about it? Right. And so that's my first thought. The other one is, Cody, you're right. You mentioned it. See, DJ Dallas of the Cardinals gets a return. Like, hey man, we got kickoff returns. Yeah, the more you want the play to be exciting. The problem with that at the same time is, if you have all of a sudden, like, let's say this week somehow we had three kickoff returns, and you're like, oh my gosh, the rule change works. You know, the problem with also the rule changes
is that now they're not going to kick it.
They're never going to kick it. And so
it's fighting against itself.
It is. And the only way to fix that is something they did not implement, which was a stronger penalty for touchbacks.
For
it needs to be
the
35 or the 40, honestly, to have a strong punishment. Because otherwise, yeah, if suddenly we do see more kickoff returns for touchdowns, it's great for that week or so. The next week, teams are just really not going to give you a chance. So I don't think this is going to be, quote unquote, resolved this year. Next year, they got to go to the offseason, I believe, and increase the penalty on the touchbacks if they want this really to work. If they do that, I think this could work.
So here's what I would do. I would let it play out. If I were the NFL, I would let it play out the entire year. I would let this story play itself out. Let's just say it continues as the week one trend. We get to 65% return rate or touchback rate instead of 75%. And let's say the touchdowns are equal, but that, you know, we get to see something happen 10% more of the time. Someone gets getting tackled is more action than I got before. Even if the man gets tackled at the 29-yard line. So someone gets tackled, a ball gets fumbled every once in a while. I get some action 10% more of the time. But if teams, if we play out the entire year and it creeps up to 69, 70%, well, then I'd add 5 yards first. I'd give it another year at 35. And if that doesn't change everyone's mind, I'd either consider eliminating kickoffs forever or going to the 40. Because the only after that, you've punished too great. You've punished too far. If you're giving the ball beyond the 40 is kind of crazy.
I mean, you know, I don't like the rule to begin with. Like I wasn't a big fan of this to begin with in general. I still think, like, we were sitting there on Thursday night, the Chiefs game and that game in particular. And I'm like, we're still just wasting our time on these kickoffs. Like, there's Carson Steele had the one nice return when Baltimore gave him an opportunity. There's a balance of what fans are seeing. And we're like, hey, even if he gets tackled at the 20, it's more exciting. Fine. But if I'm a coach, I deep down on a kickoff play, my worry is not, oh, were the fans entertained on the kickoff? It's like, did it help us win a game or not? That's what I'm getting paid to do.
But NFL's job is to entertain you, and that's non-action play. Baseball's doing the same
thing. But coaches still can find a way with the rules to benefit their team, and the benefit might be to say, screw it, we're kicking the ball in the end zone. I mean, the Chiefs did that on Thursday night. Like, all the talk about, you know, Dave Tobe and Andy Reid in the offseason, like, hey, we think we maybe have something here with the kickoffs, we're excited. At least for 1 week, they said, screw it. We're not going to even risk it. Just Butker, just kick it through the end zone, man.
I think that that's probably where it's going, which means we're just going to eliminate the play. If you think the play's too dangerous and you have to change the math up on it, well, then the play doesn't make any sense. And you know where you'll get more action? You get more action by saving everyone's. And by the way, baseball did this and it was smart. You know what getting rid of kickoffs will do? Speed the game up. All that's doing is wasting my time. I have to watch another commercial break or watch a quarterback take a light jog.
No, don't worry.
Out
the commercial
the
break will still happen. They're not going to pass up that money-making opportunity.
You're just wasting my time. Yeah. Fine, give me the commercial break and I can hit the bathroom a few minutes sooner. Go grab my food from the kitchen because it is just wasting my time.
I was talking to our friend Scott Parks over at KNBC, of course, with Dana and Parks, and he brought up a fair point. I was on their show last week trying to explain the kickoff rule, and we all acknowledge like it's very complicated. But he said, hey, why worry about the penalty thing you and I are talking about with hey, move the touchback penalty to 35 yards? He's like, why not just have the kicker kick it from further back? Like, my answer to that, and see what you think, but my answer to that was, well, they still want teams to have the ability to have a touchback. Like, they don't want every single play. Like, they want more returns, but they also don't want to make it to where there's no way you could ever have a touchback. I'm guessing that's why, because otherwise, if you just wanted to guarantee a return every single time, wouldn't you just move the kicker back to the 25? And say, screw it. You got everything is a return here.
It's all return now. Yeah, like, what? But they don't want the same kind of return. But by that argument, you could do it. Screw the landing zone. None of it matters. You got a kicker who from the 25 can get that thing to the end
zone. Good for him.
And still the landing zone exists in the everyone stands where you can't block until there. So the blocking schemes are all the same. The kicker doesn't matter, right? He's off the field. He doesn't matter. Everyone gets the same number of players blocking down on the other end. Kicker just gets his ass off the field because he's a kicker. Like, there are other ways to attempt it. They want this play in the game. So I do think they'll continue to tinker with it. But yeah, there's no perfect solution.
Why isn't that what Bill Belichick suggested too? Is that they change the position?
Maybe,
where
I don't know.
Where they're kicking from, I think.
Well, they moved it up at one point because they were, again, at that time, more worried about safety than action.
Sure, but if they, because guys are kicking it out of the end zone, so I think 5 yard or 10 yard difference, it's not going to eliminate touchbacks because the guys have, you know, the kickers have big enough legs where they can still get it there. It's just, it makes it more tempting to have that return where even if the ball is in the end zone by a yard or two, guys probably returning it.
Yeah, I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I still would just. Let's be done with this, please. And I understand there's guys on the 53-man roster that make the roster because of special teams. I'm sure there's coaches out there that are listening, whether you coach in college or high school or used to whatever, and you're like, this is crazy. Trust me, if it was my choice, they would go back to what it was in 2009. We know that's not happening because of the safety issues. They're not going back to that. It's either this new kickoff with some tweaks is going to work, or they're getting rid of him. So we can decide. Like, I think it's still a giant waste of time because kickoffs are never going to be what they once were.